This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number two of our radio program. It is the Zach Yelp Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. As always, we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. The day before Thanksgiving, happy Turkey Day, or in my family, because we eat lasagna over turkey, it's happy lasagna day. Hope everyone's going to be celebrating in a safe and fun way tomorrow with your family. Right now, we have a little treat for you. This time of the year, we're going to talk a little reality TV, and one of my favorite TV shows of all time is actually The Jersey Shore. If you've been listening to this show, you know I am a huge Jersey Shore fan, and one of the legendary cast members of The Jersey Shore, Mike the Situation, is here with us right now on The Zach Yelp Show on CBS Sports Radio. BDS, Big Daddy Sitch in the building. What's going on, my friend?
What's up, brother? Big Daddy Sitch is in the building, and you are right. Big Daddy Sitch is in the building. We just announced yesterday that me and my wife are expecting, so we're feeling so very blessed right now.
Well, congratulations, and what a time of the year, especially for your family. I saw the Instagram and Twitter post yesterday, and very nice job, you know, writing it out in cookie dough, baby Sorrentino, May 2021. You guys got to be thrilled right now. And Mosey even made your dog, Mosey. That was the star of the post, putting his head right next to the cookie dough.
Yeah, Mosey, he's the MVP, man. They feature him in Jersey Shore Family Vacation. I'm going to have to, once they, renew the show in the next season, I'm going to get him his own contract because they feature him way too much in the show. He's a very good-looking guy, and we got to get him paid.
So everyone's trying to figure out eventually how you're going to reveal the gender of the baby. Are there any plans in the works? I know it's a little bit too early, but are there any gender reveal plans that you're starting to think of?
Oh, that's so funny you do mention that. We actually got the email today, and it's kind of funny because, I've never gone through this before, and I thought to myself, like, I really want to know. But then again, my wife's like, should we open up the email? And I'm like, you know what? Send it to, my mother and your sister, and then we'll decide on it. We actually decided not to look at it. We are planning on doing some sort of gender reveal next week with Jersey Shore. I really can't tease too much about what it actually, the reveal will be, but it will be on the new season of Jersey Shore Family Vacation. Barring we actually get to filming next week because every day changes with different COVID restrictions, and it's almost like we're in the apocalypse these days.
Yeah, I hear it. We're all adjusting day by day. We're all basically day by day now in the year of 2020. Here's one idea. You could take it or you could leave it. Well, you know how much you love funfetti cake. I would say you have your wife, Lauren. She obviously has to be involved. That'd be a pretty big piece of the equation. You have yourself. You put a funfetti cake down on the floor, have Mosey devour the funfetti cake, and then you get to look inside the cake and see if it's blue or pink.
Wow, that's a good one. Listen, I do think that we're going to have to involve funfetti cake somehow. I mean, that's like the inner child in myself. And if you have never had some funfetti cake, you got to try it. I'm sure there's sales through the roof. I've been shouting them out for about three or four seasons now on Jersey Shore. You know what? I'm going to have to tell the producers of Jersey Shore. I think funfetti cake will have some sort of something to do with it for this gender reveal.
Love it, love it. Mike the Situation here with us. It's the Zach Yelp Show on CBS Sports Radio. That's got to be such a surreal feeling. When you found out that you were going to be a dad, just what's the first thought that goes through your mind?
I was very grateful, to be honest with you. You know, I've been through a lot of trials and tribulations over the years, and one of the bucket list things that I always wanted to do, I always wanted to be a dad, you know. I felt that that was the, you know, for me, that was the ultimate to be a man, and I finally was able to start to embrace that right now, so it's really special.
You know, a lot of people may ask me, why are we having Mike the Situation on a sports talk radio show? And I like to do it, especially this time of the year, because, you know, everyone's talking about family. Everyone's talking about the good times, even though 2020 hasn't been the best of years for everybody. But really, there's a lot of people right now that are struggling, and what everyone thinks is a happy time. There's some people that are going through addiction, and they're trying to overcome it, and they're trying to seek help. Even though, you know, you're a big star, big-time celebrity, some of the problems you had to battle with were in the public spotlight. And really, what I think is so remarkable about your story is you see the type of person and the man that we're talking to today. You overcame a lot of your problems, and not only did you get yourself in a better spot and also your family in a better spot, but now you're trying to help others. So I think it's a neat story. And I'm just wondering, you know, right now, how you try to continue to help people on a daily basis with your large reach and your platform that you have.
Well, besides trying to feature my service work on Jersey Shore Family Vacation, which pretty much means I partnered with Banyan Treatment Centers, where I go and visit their rehabs on a monthly basis. I tour their facilities. I speak to their clients. I share my message of experience, strength, and hope. And I just let them know out there that, listen, you know, you can't give up on yourself. You know, it's okay to fall to the ground. It's okay to fall down seven times, but we got to get up on the eighth, you know? And just letting everybody know the comeback is pretty much always greater than setback. If you believe that you're going to do good or you're going to accomplish something, guess what? You will. But if you believe that you're not going to, the same is going to apply.
And I think a lot of times in our world, we sometimes shame people for admitting that they have a problem. And it seems like day by day, people are encouraging people to say it's all right to say that they need help and reach out and get the help that is necessary to make them a better version of themselves. I'm just wondering for you, what was that moment when you first said to yourself, man, I got to get myself in a better spot because what we're doing right now just isn't working?
Probably in 2012, Jersey Shore was receiving about 9 million views every single night for a TV show. We were the biggest TV show MTV has ever had. I was getting paid tons of money, and I knew I had a problem. And on that particular season in Italy, I had a horrible season, a season that I didn't even want to watch when I got home. I still don't even want to watch it to this day because it's just me just not being my best self, making bad decisions. But then again, you got to forgive yourself because I was young, and if I didn't make those mistakes when I was younger, I wouldn't be the man I am today. Long story short, I ended up banging my head into a concrete wall.
Yep.
In Italy. Sprained neck, got a concussion, and I thought to myself, wow, that was probably... That was such a horrible decision. Like, who decides, all right, it's time to go into that concrete wall? I mean, it's just a horrible decision. I realize that you are a product, life is a product of your decisions. Every single decision that you do, the people that you hang out with, the places that you go, you know, even the foods that you eat, if you exercise or you do not, it's all leads you in a specific trajectory. God had blessed me with, you know, unbelievable success, fame, and money, but it all vanished after a couple of years, and I had to really work hard to really pick myself up and dust myself off and really get back to the top of you know, entertainment or TV or reality TV or whatever it was, and it was hard work, and it happened one day at a time, but only with hard work, you know?
When you look in the mirror now, what type of person do you see?
I see someone that has turned a negative situation into a positive situation. I look at a person that is a masterpiece and a work in progress all at the same time. You know, I'm very, very proud of the man I am today. I'm actually, next week, I will be putting up on 5 years clean and sober.
Congrats.
Of any substance, every single substance. If anybody questions that, sometimes I get questions on social media due to my physique, Go ask my probation officer. She'll tell you.
Mike, the situation here with us. We'll talk about your new supplement line, Brotrition, in just a second. Is it all difficult? And I know everyone's in different stages of life right now, and you guys are older in life, but is it difficult to sometimes film with alcohol being present and some of the things that does go on the Jersey Shore?
No. I learned a long time ago that, you know, you have to be a leader and not a follower. You know what I'm saying? You got to stay in your own lane and run your own race. That, you know, journey of, you know, substances and alcohol and partying and experimenting, that was the young me. I was in my 20s. I really didn't know myself. But where did that lead me? Well, we can probably throw in a DVD or watch in 2012 when I smashed my head literally and figuratively into a concrete wall. So I know where it goes, you know what I mean? And in life, you know, if you turn your L's into lessons, you're going to be winning. So I know that I cannot do that. I have like an obsessive personality like some people, and I have to change those negative behaviors into positive ones. And also always implement balance, you know what I'm saying? I just have to know who I am. I do everything 100%. And a lot of times that's the definition of sort of a perfectionist. But if anyone's listening out there and they're like, you know what, I do everything like that. Well, you know, you got to try to stay away from negative behaviors. Also start to run your life. And you'll start to, things will start to be taken away from you little by little.
Since you talk about that scene where you ran your head into the wall and then put on the iconic neck brace, I don't know if you saw it on Twitter today. Did you see me put that neck brace on and the sunglasses?
Yeah, I did. I did retweet you as well. I think
appreciate that.
Somebody else put it up too as well. Can Complex put it up today?
Oh, really? So what'd you think? Like, when people post that, you know, I saw that you around Halloween, you also put that up. You know, I guess now where you are in life, you could look back and poke fun at that situation, right?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I just said it. We turn our L's into lessons. I don't take myself that seriously, and I don't think most people should either. And that's why I have such a good relationship with my wife today. We realize that we're humans. We make mistakes, and you don't really take each other so seriously. And that's why if my wife checks me if I'm, you know, being too stern or if I'm being too in my emotions or anything like that, you know, she's got to check me, and I can do the same with her. So same thing with the neck brace. You know, that moment, although one of the most negative moments in my life, it's an epic, iconic moment in reality TV history. And every single Halloween, thousands upon thousands of kids and adults dress up with a neck brace and sunglass, and I got a smile, you know?
Wrap it up with Mike, the situation. We'll talk about Brotrition in just a second, and also what's going to be on the plate tomorrow and the situation household for Thanksgiving. When we get to Jersey Shore this season, I know you can't talk much about it because you want people to watch it. You don't want any spoilers to unfold as well. There's all that drama with after this, the wedding speech at Angelina's wedding, and now Nicole's not a part of this. Was it difficult to be filming and film stuff without Snooki, with how much of a legend she is on that show and how close you guys are?
Yeah, Nicole was a legend, and we still talk every single day. We have like a group chat, and we text each other on the side as well. But at the end of the day, you know, her personal choice was to, at this particular moment, not be involved in this current season. And that's not saying that she's not going to be involved in the whole season. That's not saying that she's not going to come back, because I always fool around and tell people she's still at the beach. you know what I'm saying? And, I speak to her, you know, almost every day, and I know she wants to come back. When she is going to come back, I don't know. And it was hard to film with her. It was hard to film without her because she's our sister. We love her. But I believe that, you know, this thing is bigger than just one person, this show and what we've built over the past 11 years. And you'll see that this season where, you know, if one person's lacking, you know, Ronnie picks it up or someone else picks it up. And everyone, I'll be honest, is very, very good at their job. If they weren't, they wouldn't have lasted, you know, over 11 years on the top of reality television. So
she'll be back eventually one day in some capacity is what you're saying.
I think so. I'll be honest with you. You can,
it's good to know.
You know, you can, I really think so. I know I speak to her every day and she says she wants to come back. When she's going to come back, I don't know. Is it going to be the right timing when she does? I don't know either. You know what I'm saying? But I know, you know, she sees the show. She misses us. We really are very, very close, almost family in real life. So it would be a shame for her not to come back and enjoy this ride which I still think that Vinny needs to get married, maybe even Paulie, Ronnie's. We got Stable Ronnie in the building, so there's still a lot of story to tell for these guys.
In this current season, is there still more to film? It sounds like there is, right?
Yeah, we're currently filming now the second half of the season. You guys would be watching the first half of the season of
gotcha.
Us really having that wedding fallout, how we dealt with COVID, you know, Dina being pregnant. Obviously, we now know me and my wife are pregnant. So it's a really big season despite some of the restrictions and obstacles that we faced in 2020.
What type of football fan are you, by the way, Mike, the situation?
I've been a football fan since I was little. It's my favorite sport. You know what I'm saying? I you know, it was a dream come true. And a couple of years ago when I was able to meet Barry Sanders,
wow,
Jerry Rice, and some of the greats at some of the Super Bowls. So those guys are legends. I've been watching since I was a little kid. I think actually this Thursday, football's not on, am I right?
Just the Ravens-Steelers game got postponed, but you'll still have the Texans and Lions, and you'll also have Washington going up against the Cowboys, which basically football's not on because those four teams, there's not really much to watch there.
I'm wondering who we're going to face on the ratings on Thursday night.
Yeah, well, now it's open because that Ravens-Steelers game got postponed because of COVID. So good for Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
I met you once when I was in high school down at one of the Super Bowls in Dallas, that crazy ice storm that happened. It was between the Steelers and the Packers. And I took a picture with you, and it was probably must have been in 10th or 11th grade, something like that. And all my friends now, since I'm the sports guy, I play fantasy football with them, they repost that picture of me and you, and they go, oh, Zach is 1-5. That's not a good situation. So that picture, I get trolled a lot by my friends.
That Super Bowl in Dallas, the parties were crazy. I remember that year.
I was in 10th or 11th grade, so I wasn't at any of the parties. Who's your favorite team football-wise?
I'd have to say the Chiefs right now. I'd have to say. I guess you could say I'm a front runner right now.
Eh, well, they're a pretty damn good team to root for. All right, what's on the Thanksgiving menu tomorrow in the Situation household?
It's, you know what? We have food being, you know, cooked by my mom and my wife's mom. So we have, you know, turkey, you know, mashed potatoes, you know, stuffing. I think my mom's making baked ziti for my wife because sometimes pregnant women can't eat too much protein. It's got to be an Italian baby because it only likes pizza and pasta. So, and obviously, you know, we're having all the cakes. We're going to go to Delicious Orchards, which is a famous place in the area, so get our cakes. So,
is it crazy to you that my family, we don't do turkey anymore, we just do lasagna?
Oh, dude, that's the best. I told my mom, I said, Ma, you better make baked ziti this year. She said, Dave, you know, people usually don't eat baked ziti. I said, Mom, we're Italian. We got to do it.
Everyone eats a baked ziti or a lasagna, no doubt about it. All right, before we let you run, this has been great. Really appreciate you doing this. The floor is yours. Tell me about Brotrition, the new supplement line that you have out.
Yeah, you know what? I've always worked in the business for 11 years now, and I always wanted a supplement line, or at least have an endorsement. And you know what? I was able to partner and create, actually. I'm actually one of the creators of Brotrition.com. It's very on-brand. If you need some protein, we got some protein for you. And we provide, we have protein, we have BCAAs, we have fat burners. We have a grenade pre-workout.
How about that?
And how on brand is that?
1,000%. Definitely on brand. So how could people get it one more time?
Brotrition.com, guys.
Perfect. Well, Mike, hey, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Congratulations to you and your wife, Lauren. And keep up the great work and the positivity. We appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.